You're back with Colorado Matters from Colorado Public Radio. I'm Ryan Warner. A really beautiful children's book came across our desks the other day called The Lost Christmas Gift. It's the first book from Denver photographer, illustrator, writer, and high school art teacher Andrew Beckham. And he has high hopes that this book becomes a holiday tradition for families. As Beckham told CPR's Andrea Dukakis, it's about an old man who gets a curious package in the mail.
And this elderly gentleman who's received it realizes, kind of with a shock, that this was a package sent to him by his father, but it was put in the mail some, 70 years ago. And so it had been lost all that time, and inexplicably, here it is a few days before Christmas, showing up in his mailbox.
And the dad had been at war. He was fighting in World War II in France. And within that package is a book that he made for his son. That's what this now older man discovers.
That's right. It was a Christmas gift, really, for his son to have received when he would have been 10 or 11 years old. It was a gift that he had built, a handmade book, a handmade sort of journal or scrapbook of an adventure that the father and son shared the Christmas just before the father had to depart for the war effort.
And the book has layers of stories, but it also has layers in its design. There are illustrations, there are photographs, and there's this vellum that overlays some of the photographs. Can you talk about why you came up with that kind of design to tell the story?
Sure. I really wanted this story to be a fairly complex and rich experience for the reader. And so the things that you're talking about, the photographs, the vellum overlays, which are drawings that sort of sit on top of the photographs, all of that helps to drive the narrative of the story. And that was really the primary thing that sort of drove the design decisions, was wanting to create visual layers to complement the narrative layers.
And your photographs are of Rabbit Ears Pass, where this adventure takes place. And the vellum overlays are sort of these magical creatures.
Right. The photographs were all taken up on Rabbit Ears Pass. And in fact, they were taken on a single day, a single morning, a cross-country ski trip that my wife and I did several years ago. This was long before the book had become a book, or in fact, before the story had even really crystallized. It was the beginning of the whole project, because that particular morning, there had been a blizzard the night before, and it really was otherworldly up there. I mean, it really was just so astonishingly beautiful that I took an enormous amount of photographs that day, and I just knew that I wanted to do something with those pictures. I just didn't know what it was.
And the book has a real and a surreal quality to it. You really want to believe the story's true. It's almost as if you are trying to make all of the magic of Christmas real.
Sure, that's a nice way to put it. I really wanted to make a book that was very grounded in a time and place, looking at it almost as a document or an artifact, but then take them to a magical place, take them to an unexpected place. And that unexpected place is meeting this mysterious stranger that the father and son meet, who ends up sort of giving them gifts that help them survive a very frigid night in the wilderness. I don't think it's a problem to quote-unquote give away the story here, which is to say that this mysterious figure, by the end of the book, it's very evident that it's St. Nicholas. And one of the things that happens early in the book is that before they know it's St. Nick, when it's this mysterious sort of shadowy figure, they never get close enough to talk to him, but he leaves things, and he leaves coal, and he leaves switches. I point this out because historically, in 19th century America, and in parts of Europe as well, coal and switches were put in stockings of quote-unquote naughty children by a very stern sort of authoritarian version of St. Nicholas right at that time. And I wanted to take that little piece of history and turn it on its head a little bit. And so the switches and coal that in the 19th century were sort of punitive, in my story, they become life-saving. In my story, those very same things become miraculous. And so for me, this was a way or an opportunity to reframe the St. Nicholas story a little bit and to maybe breathe a little bit of new life into it.
Maybe some kids out there who have gotten coal in their stockings will think of it differently.
I hope none in recent history have, goodness.
I have to say that one of my favorite books for Christmas is Twas the Night Before Christmas.
Absolutely.
Because it really puts you in that place where you feel the Christmas spirit. And your book made me feel that way, too. This book, when you look at it, looks like a book for children. But when you read it, it's really a book for adults, too. When you were writing it, did you think about who your reader was going to be?
I really wanted this book to be accessible for a wide variety of readers, to really be one that an adult would want to return to as much as their kids would want to return to it. I think of books like The Night Before Christmas, the classic. More recently, of course, Chris Van Allsburg and The Polar Express is kind of our, you know, for the last 25 years, that's really been kind of our modern classic in terms of this kind of story. And I just felt that it was time to try to do it again.
I sort of imagine sitting around the fire with my family reading this book, maybe on Christmas Eve. Have you read it? You have a son. Have you read it with your son?
I have, yeah. In fact, he, as much as anyone, and probably more than a lot, was really one of the driving forces behind making the book in the first place. I really wanted to be able to give him a really beautiful Christmas story that was also a Colorado mountain adventure and was also about St. Nicholas. And, you know, it was for him as much as for anybody. And
sort of mirroring the theme. You were giving a gift to your son.
Absolutely, yeah. That's a nice observation.
Andrew, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
The new book from Denver writer, photographer, and illustrator Andrew Beckham is called The Lost Christmas Gift. He spoke with CPR's Andrea Dukakis. Beckham teaches art at St. Mary's Academy. He'll speak at the Tattered Cover Bookstore in Lodo next Wednesday evening, December 5th.